The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A choice right now, between fear and love. It's just a rock.
Out of the dark night of ignorance and into the shining light of truth.
Expanding reality.
A population of citizens capable of critical thinking.
We don't see things as they are, we see them as we are.
There's a level of reality where everything dissolves into an ocean of energy.
We empower our experience by insisting on our authenticity.
That's very profound.
Very.
Expanding reality.
Welcome to Expanding Reality. I am your host, Brandon Thomas. On this incredibly cool episode, Steve Falconer comes by to talk all things medical astrology and astrotheology. All the ways to find him, of course, are going to be located down in the show description, as well as quite a few other resource links to some other things that we spoke of, some rabbit holes that he is grateful to send you down. And those links are found down in the show description. If you guys want to support your favorite show, as well as get access to all of the bonus content, that link can be found down there marked Patreon. That's also where the afterthought for this conversation is going to be hosted. And you are definitely going to want to check this one out, guys. We go into MAGA, the right ear cutting of whatever the hell happened. Deep rabbit holes, guys, on some really interesting levels. The Albert Pike letter, which called all of the world wars, and we have a interesting third perspective coming up for this next one. And guys, it's, like I said, fascinating. Those links and many more can be found down in the show description. But for now, and without any further ado, let's get to this incredibly cool conversation with Steve Falconer. Steve Falconer, not only one of the coolest dudes that I've ever met in my life, one of the most amazing names I've ever heard in my entire life, painter, musician, artist, filmmaker, presenter, speaker, you're an Acapulco regular. You and I have so many mutual friends, it's insane, and Charlie Robinson and the like. So, Steve, I'm absolutely grateful to introduce you to the audience here. Now, of course, all the ways to find you are going to be located down in the show description. I know we're going to have a few more links down there as well. And after your presentation here, because this is something I've been talking about on the show and I'm elated to have this here, we're also going to go into some wicked awesome shit in the afterthought, because you talk a lot about what MAGA really means, what the right ear cutting that just occurred with this said bullet was, as well as the letter from Albert Pike. And you have just a fascinating wealth of knowledge, but you're just an awesome dude to hang out with and talk to. So, Steve, for my audience that may not be too familiar with you, if you don't mind, just introduce yourself a little here, brother.
Yeah, Brandon, thanks for having me on, too. We talked once before off air, and we were introduced through Don Lester. I'm just a guy, you know, I'm a father, I'm a music teacher, a touring musician. I've been a researcher. I had an awakening in around 2005 and six, a real one, not a diet woke or, you know, awake light, but I went really had an awakening. But I had, I've always been one of those guys who hated school and authority. And I've just been sort of an anarchist in the making all my life, pretty much. So, you know, I was a writer for a while for a publication called Truth Serum News. And then my best friend Ross made Space Busters to make videos busting on NASA. And I thought, oh, this is really fun. You know, I'd like to get into making some films and stuff too. So around 2018, I kind of delved more into filmmaking. And then I'm more known because COVID hit. And I don't know, are we on a YouTube platform or not?
Yeah,
at all?
Go for it. You're good.
We can say it. Yeah, all right. I had already found out in 2005 and six that the V words don't exist, that bacteria don't cause disease, that they're helpers. So when that sort of hit, I just made some films for my own subs. We were a very small channel at the time. And one of those films had a million hits on just our BitChute alone, plus all the shares. And then all my films just started getting launched, and I started meeting like Dr. Andrew Kaufman. We made a movie together. Dr. Mark Bailey and I made three movies, and I kind of got launched into this thing on accident, you know, with all these. So I'm kind of known for that, but I've been researching all things esoteric and alchemical. And my sort of thing is to try to simplify and demystify the occult for people, because it's not really that complicated. So really I'm just a guy, you know, I'm not anything more special. I'm just a filmmaker, just a guy in his bedroom where I'm at right now. And, but yeah, and then I've been invited onto lots of podcasts and radio shows. And so, yeah, that's how you know me and why I'm here.
The humble badass, man. I'm telling you, and I've shared your chat with Adrian. I mean, I don't know how many times. It's the principal show, and it's just incredible, brother. So yes, I also want to mention that another great health resource is, of course, our mutual friend who did introduce us, Dawn Lester, and her book is going to be located down in the show description, What Really Makes You Ill. This is a resource guide for anybody, as well as the Mandela Effect on the front. What do you think about that Mandela Effect, real quick, while I got you?
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because you see all the pictures of the kids and everyone's sitting there like doing the thinker, and you know, they're sitting in front of the statue doing the I can't remember which is which. Has he always used to be like that,
or which one do you like remember now? Sir,
I can't remember, but I thought he was like this.
Okay, that's how he is now, and apparently inside, but people remember him outside on a pedestal like this, with his head hand on his head, rather, you know, which,
well, that's
I
where
the,
you know,
that.
Schwartz, that bodybuilding pose, you know, that Schwarzenegger and all them do.
Oh, yeah,
they do,
yeah,
the,
yeah.
They do the thinker to show that bicep. That's how. So even they were doing that. But it's weird because you see like 50 kids in front of a statue doing the wrong
doing
pose
the wrong
while
pose.
The statue is doing the other one. You're like, what the hell is that?
Yes.
The Mandela Effect is very real. I found that in 2017. What's happening, I don't think it's CERN or anything like that, but there are real physical changes going on to our books and your attic. You know, it's not only the internet, because people are pulling out maps, Bibles, shit from their attic, and it's changed. So now you're getting into it. We won't get into this today, but reality is not what we think it is. There are multiple frequencies of reality going on at a time, and you can shift in and out of these. I did a great talk with David Parker about this. So some of us are getting some bleed in and stuff. There's some of them that aren't yet, you know, like, yeah, we could get into that. But it is a very real effect. And to me, it's just showing you that reality is fluid. It's not static. Time is, it's not linear. It's circular, and reality is fluid. And consciousness is creating all of this. So that's a trip.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, all the ways to find him, Spacebusters and the like, are going to be located down in the show description, as well as Dawn's book. And thank you, Dawn, from the bottom of my heart. She has just opened up this amazing world of new folks to us, and we get to share them now. So thank you. All right, Steve, so you have the ability to share screen. If you want to set this up in any way, or if you just want to launch into it, the floor is yours, my friend. I am elated and grateful for this in advance, dude.
Yeah, I think like what we're going to talk about today is what's called the mineral cell salts. I don't like the word cell because a cellular biology is theoretical. There is no proof that there are cells inside of our body, because they have to take the tissue out to see them. And it's very possible that when you take living tissue out of a living blood and oxygen system, it starts to die and compartmentalizes into what we see as cells. So we don't have, like most sciences, most of our pseudosciences, we have no proof there are. So I call these tissue salts and things, or as the esoteric biochemists like Dr. George Washington Carey and Inez Perry call them, the zodiac and the salts of salvation. And you said we can go a little more woo-woo, right, than we can go mystical. I'm going to show people that the ancients knew about how our inner body worked. So if we take our accepted timeline that there was a bunch of cavemen and they were stupid and we're the pinnacle of society, that's just not even remotely true. And what they did is they drew our body out in the stars and the constellations, and they named the constellations after the order they were in to talk about things that happen in spirit, in the season, in the year, and inside of our body. And they all syncretize together. We're all together with everything. So every science is connected to each other, real science. Not atomism. I'm talking about spiritualism. I'm talking about wave mechanics, right? So there is an occulted science. They don't want you to know any of this because the religions are all, religion's the biggest business on the planet. Screw big oil and banking and all that. All that money goes back into the Vatican coffers for big oil, the International Monetary Fund. It's all going into religion. They're the biggest landowners. And what they've done is they've taken allegories for a spiritual and physical science that's the Irish had 5,000 years ago, and they've made the allegorical stories literal so that people believe that they can't save themselves, that they're nobody or nothing, and that there's someone coming to save them, and it's the Pope for now, you know, and all that. They don't want you to have this information. Because it is the salvation of the self, right?
Yeah.
So, and I'm just going to premise too, like, we're going to be talking about these salts as we just talked about off camera. I'm a musician. I'm a music teacher. I drink. I smoke cigarettes. I'm not a doctor. I work with doctors and health people and stuff. The reason I got into these is because I eat, drink, and I, you know, I do things to my body that you need to balance out. And as you're going to see, these salts are how you do it, you know. So I think I'll try to share my screen here, desktop.
Absolutely. And just want to mention, audio-only audience, check the link in the show description for the video version.
So can you see my desktop? I can.
Yes, sir. Good to go.
All right. So what we'll do, I just want to go to the zodiac first. So when people say, well, what is the zodiac? And I'll try to blow this up as big as I can, right? So the zodiac, you can think of it in two different ways. These have nothing to do with where the stars are in the actual sky because they're moving, the constellations, they're moving. So it's this is like a ment. How do you put this? They've drawn it's a northern science, by the way. So it's the zodiac we see above the equator or inside the Earth realm, you know, if you know what plane you're really on. It's not like because the stars are moving. This is an imaginary plane drawn around the heaven. If you can just think of like putting on a Burger King crown, right? The crown in reality is rotating round and round. But in this science, they just stop the crown in this position. And it doesn't move. So what you have, we're all told that the year begins January 1st, right? But that's not correct, actually. The year, and this zodiac's upside down, this should be, I actually have another one that's flipped. Let me get the flipped one. Hold on.
The attention to detail with this, because the Cancer should be on top, right? Because that ties in arches, right?
Yeah, I've got. And if I'm taking too long, you can flip. You can.
No, it's edit great. It's a great. It's a great point. It shows to how you know your shit. Because there you go.
It's going to be easier to show. All right, so you can think of the zodiac again. This is just an archetype that they've drawn. So here you can see on the left is Aries, right? So those are your glyphs in the sky. Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius, Pisces. This is also the day. So if you just took like not in the middle of the summer or in the middle of the winter when the days are, you know, when the days are longer and the nights are shorter. But let's just say at the equinox is when it's equal day and night. So every day at 6 a.m., that's would be the sunrise in the north, right? So you've got your daily clock here. You've got Aries starting when the sun comes up at 6, all the way up to noon, which is Cancer, all the way down to Libra at 6 p.m. And then the sun sets. down to midnight in December 21st, and then sunrise back up again. Now, these are what's called cardinal points. And the ancient Irish priests took this to Egypt. So this is another thing. The Catholic Church has been hiding our history because they want everyone to think this came out of Egypt or Sumeria or Babylon or Greece. The reason they do that is because this was brought there, and they don't want you to know that this is ancient Irish Druidic knowledge. So the Irish called the sunrise the sun Horus, which is the Egyptian name, Horus, the god. Horus is the sun at 6 a.m. It's not very bright. It's kind of white. At noon, in the high day, the sun is in the middle of the sky. It's as brightest and hottest. That's called Ra, radiation. Amun-Ra, the Egyptians took. Horus's evil twin brother is over here on the right at 6 p.m. He's set, sunset, right? That's when the sun sets. And then you have Isis, or the Irish called her Icy Isis. That's just the moon in the nighttime, right? So that's all you have there as your gods. This also happens throughout the year. So you've got your spring here, Aries, Taurus, Gemini. Then you got your fall. Then you've got your, right? You got spring, summer, sorry, Cancer through Virgo. Then you got fall, and then you've got your winter. And then it gets back to spring. So this whole science is talking about what happens in the day, what happens in the year, and what happens in your body. So on the inside, you can see I have a drawing of the body of the man wrapped around the zodiac. And inside there, you have what people call the Star of David, right? It's not a Jewish symbol. It's nothing to do with the Seal of Solomon. The Temple of Solomon is an allegory for the temple of the soul of man, the temple built without brick, sound, or hammer. That's your head and your brain and pineal gland in between your two temples. And that is the ancient glyph for the ether, the fifth element. You have the male principle triangle up, which is fire and air, and you have the female principle down, which is water and earth, right? Which builds the human body. Sun comes into the mother, air comes into the mother's breath, and the fetus is in the water, the amniotic fluid, and that builds salts, earth, mineral, which is the baby being born in there. So that's what this science is all about. But it wraps around. Now, there are 25 or 27 of these minerals, but there are 12 main ones that build our body. So all we're talking about is alchemy here. We're talking about fire or heat and air mixing with water and creating earth. Or as the Bible said, God picks up clay and breathes it into the man and makes Adam Kadmon. Now, that's one metaphor. There's a spiritual metaphor. There are many metaphors for this, right? So all of these signs correspond to a certain mineral salt that makes things happen in our bodies. Now, people who aren't into like astrology, you have what's called fixed signs. Then you have what's called, you have cardinal signs, which when you think of a waveform, right? Anyone is like, you're into sound engineering, boom, you see a waveform, it goes up, arch, down, right? Like that. Every time it moves somewhere, that's called a cardinal point, boom, an explosion. Then it kind of stabilizes out at the top as it goes over the curve. That's called fixed. And then it wants to change to a new function of the wave and it goes down. So that's called mutable, right? So this is like your book of Revelations. So you've got your four horsemen of the apocalypse, right? The Olympics. I don't know if you want to save this for the after hour. Do you want to go Olympics or what?
Yeah, tease it. And then we'll really go into it in the afterthought, though. I've got it noted.
Okay, well, everyone's freaking out because they just showed the pale horse in the Olympic ceremony. So we'll tease that. I'll tell you what that really means in the later, but your four horsemen in Revelations of the apocalypse are showing you the white horse in the spring, the pale horse, which in most Bibles, it's actually the pale green or ashen horse. Some Bibles leave out the word green or ashen, which is the next fixed sign, Cancer. And then it's showing you the next fixed sign, Libra. One of the four horsemen is carrying scales of balance, right? That's the glyph for the constellation Libra. It's two scales, and that's your kidneys in your body. They're the one kidney's higher than the other. And one of the horsemen of the apocalypse is carrying a bow and arrow, which is Sagittarius pointing the way toward the constellation Capricorn, which is the next fixed sign. Right? That's your four horsemen of the apocalypse in Revelation. Then you got your four beasts, the four-headed beasts of Revelation, right? All that's telling you he had the head of a lion, a head of an ox, right? A head of an eagle, and a head of, and a body, a head of a man. Well, the fixed sign is when the wave goes up, boom, and then it stays steady. And they come right after the cardinal sign. So you'll see going around, here's the fixed sign, Aries. The next one is Taurus, the ox, the bull. Can you see the astrological sign for Taurus? Right? It's got body and sun. But look, it says the word ox. Look at it sideways. That's the bull. That's one of the heads of the beast of Revelation, right? Then you get to Cancer, the next fixed sign. And next to that, the next cardinal sign, next to that is the fixed sign Leo. It had the head of a bull and an ox and the head of a lion. Then you get down here to Libra with the scales of justice. And next to that is the Scorpio. Now, the zodiac really comes from ancient Ireland. They didn't have scorpions. So the old ancient glyph for the Scorpio was a white eagle. So that's the head of the eagle. And then the next fixed sign here is Capricorn, the goat, which is going to climb up this circle. The goat climbs the mountain, right? And next to that is Aquarius. That's the head of the man. He's the man with the water pitcher. So that's your four-headed beasts of Revelation, right? So all of these have a mineral cell salt. And what you basically have is you have inorganic non-carbon elements forming, condensing through fire, air, water into earth salts, which are electrical capacitors. We are electrical beings. We all know that. You can take your shoes off and ground yourself, right? So wouldn't it make sense that you're made out of condensed salts? And that's what I'm saying. If you take the biblical God and the Holy Spirit, fire mixes with the mother's breath air into the water of the amniotic fluid and makes a baby out of salts. So we can get into what these salts are, but these salts also in combination. So it's not only that your brain is made out of this one salt, but this is how it works. So here on the left is Aries. Now the glyph for Aries is a ram horn. If you've ever seen the Aries glyph, it looks like a letter M. Actually, yeah. Well, I'll show it like this. I've got another one that has the glyphs on it. Hold on. Let me show it like this. This one will work. See that glyph right there on the left?
Yeah.
That's a ram horn. Because Aries is the ram of God, the lamb of God, Abraham, the cerebrum. It's your cerebrum and your spinal cord and your sensory nerves and your face to your lower jaw. And this is mostly built by a mineral or tissue cell salt called potassium phosphate or Caliphos. That's why when you see it, you see the glyph is pointing to the man's head. So that's how you know that. So that's why it has the ram glyph. Now it's inverted. So you'd go around the zodiac this down to up now instead of the other way. Taurus is the bull, your cerebellum, right? That's your liver, gallbladder, your neck through your throat, and that's natrium sulf. Gemini is your two lungs. Gemini is the twins, Castor and Pollux. Two lungs right here, two hands, two arms. That's why it's the twin, right? And Gemini is your lungs, pleural glands. And also all the fibers and tissues in your body, your shoulders, and your hands. So Gemini is this band of your body or toroidal field. Next comes Cancer, the crab, which is your breast, your chest, stomach, spleen, and all the elastic tissues in your body. So everything that's flexible and lets Earth move, right? The only difference between you and a rock is you can move and they can't, right? And that's fluoride of lime or calcium fluoride. Now, Cancer is the crab because crabs walk sideways. right? They walk sideways on the beach. Well, if you look at what's called the analemma, have you ever seen the analemma before? I can show it. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to say, is that the path the sun and moon take?
Throughout the year in the sky.
Right, for 1 year, yeah.
Yeah, I have to open another
folder.
It looks
like an elongated figure eight or like a Mobius strip, right?
Yes, exactly. Let me pull one up real quick. I have one in here somewhere.
Oh, you had the thinker up there, the picture of the people in front of
you. You saw, I actually have them. I think I have them.
Right up front.
In the beginning or something?
Yeah, at the very beginning. Wow. Yeah, there you go.
Boom. Yeah, here you go. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's pull that up.
I mean, that's pretty funny. Like,
how funny. You just talking about it.
He's got his hand on his chin and she's got it on her forehead. Like, why? What?
That's what I remember. Yeah,
that's pretty funny. But let me pull up an analemma real quick. And I've got a few of them.
There.
Okay, there's one. I think I have a better one that has the dates in it. Cross. That's the one I want.
Oh, okay. That is cool.
Yeah. So it's better to show like this. Now, this is a northern viewed analemma. If you were in a southern or outer hemisphere on the flat earth realm, it would be reversed. The bigger ring would be on the top and the little one on the bottom because it'd be closer. So this is where you get your Christian cross, but I'll just show you. So all this is like, you just take a picture of the sun from a still camera every day. And you have like the ecliptic is just an imaginary line from where you're standing. How high in the sky is the sun? Do you have to look way up or do you have to look straight out or look a little down? Right. So throughout the year, you'll see that from spring to summer on the left here. Right. March 21st, I'm down here under the ecliptic. By the time it gets to July and June, the sun's way high in the sky. Right. Oh, way over this. The ecliptic's imaginary. And then all of a sudden, every day as it starts getting towards spring, it goes lower and lower and lower. Then it hits the ecliptic. Well, this little point right in the neck of the figure eight, there's a weird spot where the sun stops for 3 days. It stops going any higher and it stops going any left or right. And it happens again when you get into Capricorn on the way back down on the right side. Jesus is born in a manger. Capricorn's the goat with the manger on December, right? Like this, that happens again down here on the bottom, right? Sorry, when we get to December. So see, as we go around the loop down here on the right, and then in the winter, the sun never goes any higher than almost the horizon. You know, it's, that's why it's so dark and it's far away from you. The same thing happens here for 3 days from December 21st to 24th. The sun stops going any further right and any further down. It dies in a tomb and then it's resurrected and comes back up again, right? So this is your allegory, one of the allegories. There's another one that happens in the body. So that's what's going on. So that's why Cancer is the glyph. Let me get that other, zodiac up. So that's why Cancer is the crab, because it walks sideways for 3 days, just like the sun does. It stops going up and over, and that's all it does. And this is where you get your, you can see the solar analemma. This is where you get your cross. All right. Yeah. That's your cross. People say, no. Well, the cross, that's Jesus on the cross, right? That's, he was crucified. But, you know, if you go to your museums, like this one's from the Copenhagen Art Museum. I'll show you this. There it is. You didn't get crucified on a little T-shaped cross. They were capital T-shaped because the whole joke of crucifixion was the cross had to hold you up. And then you had to choke yourself out by how long can you hold your head up? They're like, we didn't kill you. You choked yourself out. So your head sat above the capital T cross without a support. So once your muscle strength held out, see this guy on the left, he's choked himself out. So you wouldn't have been crucified on a little T-shaped cross. You would have been this. So this is all allegory for the sun's path throughout the year and also an oil rising in the body. But anyway, so I'll get back to the... Let me get back to the other one here.
What a horrible fun fact about crucifixion there. Damn.
Yeah. Like, it's not a good way to go.
No.
Right. So as you go around, these 12 salts, they make up the things in your body. And what's happening is all of us are only in our mother's womb for 9 months out of the year. Have you heard like being born in sin?
Yes, I love this. I already know this. So I'm going to let you drop it on people.
Go on. Yeah, tell me. Chili. You have chili con carne, which means chili with me, right? And what do you call chili without me? Chili sin carne. Sin means without.
Right. Deficiency. Mm-hmm. Sin. Living in sin is living in deficiency. I'm so pumped about this. Please continue.
Right. So the problem is when you're conceived by your parents, right? I can show you what happens here. Hold on. I've got another slide. So what the problem is that every month that you're in your mother's womb, the sun's energy, the fire, is mixing with the mother's breath. This is alchemy. Fire, air, water, earth. The sun's energy is mixing with the breath your mother's giving, putting it into the water, the amniotic fluid in the womb where you're at, and it's building the minerals that make up your body parts, right? So something happens here. There's a problem. So here's somebody on the left. You can see they're conceived on the cusp, March 21st. So the darkened out part are the 3 months you're not in the womb, right? So your mother's cooking. You are building your actual salts, electrical capacitor body, in these months, but you weren't in there for these. So these people have these salts, but they're very deficient in them. And so what happens is they, at certain points in their life, start to get dis-ease because they're missing these salts. They start to, they deplete them and their diet is not good. You can get these through different kinds of foods, right? So this is how astrologers know when you're 40, you're going to have this kind of condition or that or that. It's because of this. It's not that they're psychic or are doing woo-woo. It's because this is what happens when you're deficient in these salts. You start to break out in what's called dis-ease. You know, I won't go too deep into it, but what starts to happen for a lot of people is now if you're born halfway through a sign, you're missing that one too and half of another one. And then if you're born at the almost, you see, you can be deficient in 3 to 6 of these things.
My wife is 6 because she was born right in the middle. Yep.
That's my boy too. And my boy was born preemie. So then you get someone like my son who was born almost 2 months preemie. So he's missing a shitload of this stuff,
man.
Right?
You don't even think
and he was
that,
like pretty sick till I put him on these salts. I won't go through it. Like, you know, you get the idea. You can watch my other video with Adrian if you want to get more into this. Right. So but these salts, then I'll get the other wheel up again. Hold on. Where are they? So I don't have these in order. I just got my computer back from the shop today.
This was a miracle to make this happen, guys. It was fascinating because he was back and forth going, oh, computer's in the shop, and then got it back, and then back again, and then got it back, like yesterday. So this is amazing. This is perfect.
I got it back today, like 2 hours ago.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Right. So you'll start to see, and these glyphs have everything to do with everything. So, you know, Gemini, we got the limbs. Then you got your elastic tissue, breast and spleen with the cancer. Then your heart is Leo. Leo is the lion heart. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's the salt that makes up your heart, motor nerves, back and sides near the heart. That's your magnesium phos. Then Virgo, she's the constellation, she's holding the wheat. Virgo holds the wheat in Virgo and coma. Right. Because that's when, first of all, that's when the wheat's ready for harvest in August. And that's when you harvest the wheat. Right. And then she's the solar plexus that makes the oils in your body that get rid of poison. So I'm a Virgo. I'm really susceptible to food poisoning. So I take these salts. This is also your bowels where your solar plexus, 12 nerve endings end. So you got your cranial nerves and Aries. That's Jesus and the 12 disciples, the 12 tribes of Israel, the 12 cranial nerves. You've got the nerve centers in Virgo. Remember, they say, think with your gut. Well, that's because your nerves are down there and you got another one down there, right? Then you've got Libra. That's your kidneys. That's the scales of balance. So your kidneys are not like this. They're offset. And you have your bladder, kidneys, and that's your acid neutralizer in your blood. So that's natrium phosphate, sodium phosphate. Now, the old glyph for Scorpio, like I said, was the white eagle, but now it's the scorpion because that's your phallic. That's the scorpion's tail, right?
The stanger.
And so that's your procreative organs, your vascular coatings, meaning so your blood doesn't seep through your veins into your tissue. They have lime sulfate. That's called gypsum or plaster of Paris. That's lime sulfate. So if you have ulcers, for instance, in your stomach, it's because you don't have this. Your stomach is letting acid seep through. See? So you need the salt to get rid of ulcers. Then you get into Sagittarius. His glyph is the half man, half horse with the bow and arrow, right? Well, the old name for horse is hippo. And Sagittarius has the hips of a horse, which is your hips, right? Your thighs. Surgeon spade insulators, and that's Cilicia. And his arrow is shooting the way towards Capricorn, which is your digestion, your bones, your knees. So see, it's just going down the body, and you can see Capricorn, when you take these red lines, it's pointing to his knees, right? And that's lime phosphate. Then you get to Aquarius, the water bearer, the man with the pitcher of water. That's your ankles. Ladies, when you're pregnant or when it's hot, what swells? Your ankles. That's the saline solution of the blood in your white corpuscles, right? So that's natrium myrrh. And then Jesus feeds everyone with the two fish, right? Like the two bread, the two fish. That's your feet, your two feet, your arterial blood, and your red corpuscles. And that's iron, not to be confused with iron that you buy at the health store. This is a mineral called ferrum phosphate. So that's Pisces, right? That's your Jesus and your two fish. You remember in the Bible, people say to Jesus, when are you coming back? And he says, go into town and look for the man with the pitcher of water. Remember that in the Bible? Well, what comes right before him? Aquarius, the man with the pitcher of water. All he's talking about is every day and every year. It's time for Pisces, the day. It's the next sign after Aquarius.
He's also washing folks' feet in the Bible.
Right, yeah. That's all the feet allegories, right?
Exactly.
So, you know, what we can do, I think, before we dive real esoteric, I'd like to show people. So, like, what are these cell salts? Like, what's the deal with them? So I've got some quotes here. So remember, you're an electrical being, and salt are electrical capacitors and storage units, right? So, this person's, I'm just going to read the yellow. When a homeopathic remedy is potentized above the 12th potency, that's alchemy. That means how often do they dissolve like a plant into alcohol? And then, you know, you get the essence and then dissolve it. So with these cell salts, they're in food. People say, well, Cilicia is table salt, but it's not ground fine enough where it will go right into your blood. That's the difference. In an orange or in a vegetable or wherever you get this, the body has already, or the fruit itself has ground this down to a fine powder. So that's why these need to be potentized. Then there's no more material particles in it. So this is alchemy. You've got it reduced to just salt, right? Burned water, you know, this is alchemy. So only the energy of the substance it was made from is left. So you're taking substance, reducing it to just its energetic signature. And these salts are prepared to the sixth potency. So it just means the energy and essence is there. And what they do is they replenish depleted, what they're calling cells, I call tissues, and restore optimum function. And here's how that works. I've got some other ones here. Hold on. I'll just get this guy real quick. I'll just go in order. I'll have the slides so that it'll look. So Dr. Schussler, Dr. George Washington Carey, Inez Perry, they're kind of like the big re-pioneers of discovering. The ancients knew this. This guy wrote a book, Dr. Charles Littlefield. He was an analytical chemist, and he had this weird little book in 1935 that got hidden and republished in 95. called Man, Minerals, and Masters. And he said these 12 mineral salts are, in a very real sense, the material basis of the organs and tissues of our body and are essential to their integrity of structure and functioning activity. Experiments he did showed that the various tissue parts will rapidly disintegrate in the absence of the proper portion of these salts in your circulating body fluids. Whereas if you have these salts, then you have healthy growth and perpetual renewal. So in alchemy, you get to the rubedo, right? They're looking for the philosopher's stone of everlasting life. Well, that's your blood and your fluids, right? These minerals are what keep you regenerating endlessly. So they are therefore the physical basis of all healing, regardless of the school employed. If they're absent from your blood and tissues, no matter what you're doing, mental healing, homeopathic, allopathic, you're not going to get a permanent cure. German New Medicine, the problem will persist because you have to have these. You know, it doesn't matter how many builders are on your work site. If you don't have the bricks, you can't do it. They call this guy, he's on Quackopedia, Dr. Linus Pauling. Right. Whenever they attack him, you know damn well you should listen. Yeah. You can trace every sickness, every disease, every ailment to a mineral deficiency, period. That's what he's saying. What's going on here? Okay. And then I got one more. So I think I have another one showing how this works. Here we go. So what's going on? So I mean, most of your listeners know you're not physical only. You have a physical body, you have an etheric body, you have an astral body, you have different forms of energy bodies enclosing this body, right? So this is a girl, Lisa Renee. She said, this ancient knowledge was studied and understood by many of the ancient mystery schools, such as Alexandria, Egypt, and Greece, and it comes from Ireland. The importance of mineral cell or tissue salts in the process of spiritual initiation into hierogamic union, which hierogamic just means what is it that keeps your spiritual or etheric body from not going away from your physical body, right? Why are they stuck together? Like, what glues them together? Well, it's this resonant attraction. So these salts resonate, they're resonance. They're electrical capacitors. They're resonating. They're drawing energy from the atmosphere. Right. So this is just called histology in basic chemistry, which allows higher frequencies to be embodied through the nourishing of the cells with the mineralized energy form that is required to transmute the cell, meaning change it from inorganic to organic. In other words, God took the clay and he breathed life into it. And Adam Catamon came out, right? That's this. He took minerals and put fire, air, and water in there. And now it's alive. All right. So the tissue salts consist of the natural elements that occur in the body itself, identical substances. They form the basic constituents of cells, tissues, and organs. And the body uses their energies for metabolic functions. When they're required for these functions, the cell salts, there should be an adequate supply available in the body and the fluids to draw upon. If there's insufficient cells to convert their material structure to provide the energy. So these are drawing the energy into your body and the cell goes into a depleted state. We call that death. When you run out of these, you die. Should this cycle continue, namely of material substance converting to provide energy without nutritional replacement, the cells can't function or the tissue can't function, right? So this is it. This is what's going on. If you don't have the bricks, the house crumbles. It's pretty much that simple. You know, we're just talking really basic stuff. I'll save that there. Yeah, I'll save some of that for the after hour talk. let me stop sharing screen. How do I do this? Stop share.
Dude, this is absolutely fantastic. Again, an audio-only audience, please check the link in the show description for the video version of this so you can check those incredible graphics out. Now, with this as well, we have been on this journey for probably about 3 or 4 weeks now, And my wife and I got this biometric kit, and it's all 12 salts individually. Now, we went through each of them and labeled which ones, based on our zodiac, were the ones that we needed. We have all the bottles marked and all this stuff. And what I ended up doing was is looking through this, and on my third one, which is calcium sulfuricum. It sounds more like a Harry Potter spell.
Yeah, Cali Sulf, yeah.
Yeah, what it does is this skin issues. And I've had this amazing intolerance to poison ivy, poison ivy, anything. My neighbor's mowing their yard, and it's got poison ivy in the mix. It blows across the lawn. I get it for the entire summer, and it's maddening. I suspend the first few summers we moved out into the country in the intensive care little system, getting steroid shots and then getting prednisone to come home with this little cream and stuff. And so I got a round of this, have not touched it with anything other than the cell salt, the spot treatment of my particular one that I was lacking in the womb anyhow, that I showed the Cali Sulf, right? Got this thing, and we've been on the 12 base anyway, but spot treated with this for 3 days, three times a day, exactly like what you said to do. And dude, the spot is gone. I haven't touched it. This is from a tree. This is a wound. But the actual thing that was started here that I would have absolutely spot treated, it's of course on a joint, and I'm sweating and spreading the thing everywhere. For some damn reason, these salts, I don't need to go get steroid shots and stuff anymore.
Well, I'll go back to my screen. Would you like me to show you why?
Dude,
let me go back in.
Third day of it was yesterday. And so, of course, you and I come on today to talk about this. But I did exactly what you said. And like I said, we've been on the base 12 anyhow.
Right. Yeah. What I do is I just take three. So here's what I'll say. The base 12, the 12 is the same size as an individual, as you've seen, right?
Right.
So that means the one little 12 one has 12 minerals in it. So another one that's just one of the minerals is 12 times more minerals than that.
Right.
So what I do is just once a day, three of them under the tongue, so, 'cause they dissolve right into your blood. That's when you see 12 times or six times, you say, what is that? All that means is, how many times did they dilute this in alcohol to break it down to its essence? That's all that means, is how fine is the powder? That's all that means. So gotcha. A 12 powder is really fine, because you don't eat these. There was a king. See, the problem, I can't remember if it was Leo or one of the kings. He was so depleted in the salt for digestion that even when he ate real foods like vegetables and fruits and stuff, he couldn't digest them because he didn't have the salts to do it. So his biochemist had to make these for him, because they had to put it right into the bloodstream under the tongue. That was the only way to get his digestion working again. Right. So I have a square. Let me show you how these square. I'll just pull this one up again. So what happened is, if you look on the right, you see Virgo. Mm-hmm. That's the oil, right? That's not your skin, but it's oils. Now, the Odes of Horus says, like, poison loathes the oil. Oils are the neutralizers of poison. That's why I said earlier, I'm a Virgo. 12 people can eat bad shrimp at a food party. You bet your ass I'm one of the four who gets sick.
Same. I'm a Virgo, and I'm the exact same. I'm a particular eater because of this. Seriously. Yeah.
Right. And also, like I told you before, right? Let's say you were born because you're only in a womb 9 months. So if you go back from Virgo, right, you were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You were conceived here. But someone conceived here over in Aquarius, they also missed Virgo. That would have been three of the blacked out ones when it was reversed. They'll have the same problem. Now, what you have is squares, right? So on this zodiac wheel, you always have everything across from each other and then square 90 degrees. So you can draw a cross, right? So Virgo is the Virgin Mary who gave virgin birth to, look across, Jesus. Pisces, the 2 feet. See, they're 90 degrees. Jesus is born of a virgin from Joseph, who's what? A carpenter. He's a builder, right? Joseph is a builder. Well, if you go 90 degrees down, you get Gemini, the twins, which is all of the fibers and tissues in the body, the builders of the body, the fibers and tissues. That's Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. And Mary supplies the oil that lubricates the fibers and tissues so they can move, which is your skin. That's why you're saying, right? It's your skin. That's why this helped. That's why this salt.
And, Exactly. And beyond just the poison ivy stuff, it was an eczema thing that showed up in the past couple of years. So this would happen at my waistband. And I'm like, what is going on here? Right. And so really all of this stuff, though, since we've been doing just the base 12 at a little lower and then spot treating that one Calisol for just 3 days, three times a day, three little tabs under the tongue a day. And that was it. And it was incredible, man. I feel better overall in a massive way, like in a huge way, not just because of that, but I think it has all to do with this, really.
And it doesn't take long. Like you just saw, like you found out.
3 weeks. We feel phenomenal.
This is also people with like mental imbalances and stuff, right? So there's a lot of women who have, they're going through like menopause. You know, there's some women who like, they go freaking crazy. They're just breaking out crying at work for no reason. They get hysterical over it, you know. This is also your mental, because when you're deficient in these cells, the two brain poles start sagging apart and you become actually like not brain damaged, but brain deficient. You can't think correctly. This is causing mental problems too. And these poor women are just like, stay away from me, you know, when it's this time of month. And it's like, you'd be totally normal if you were efficient in these cells. You'd be just fine.
Dude, and any mental, like you were saying, I mean, I've just got over a dark night of the soul. You're just describing me for the past 2 years, honestly. And so it's interesting, too, that my mental clarity came about, you know, right at a time, you know, astrologically, I was ending this, but also about the time these tissue salts were introduced to us and we started taking them. And here we are. We're very clear and focused these days, man. And just a lot's changed, really. And I contribute a lot of it to this knowledge. I really do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and like I can show you. I can save all the religious shit till later, unless you want to get into it now. I'll show one of them.
Yeah. Let's dip into that. We're ready for that.
Let me see if I got the one here. All right. Let me see if I got the one with the disciples here. I've got a couple folders. I don't know who's in what. Maybe it's this one.
Oh, speaking of Olympics, that opening ceremony.
Oh, here we go. Huh? Right. Yeah, we can get into that too, because there's nothing to freak out about. It's a solar cult who runs it. Can you see this, or I can't see you now.
We can see you, but not the screen.
Okay. Something's wrong here. Hold on. What did I do wrong? Do I have to reshare the screen or?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me share screen. Something's wrong here.
Video audience, while we're waiting on that, he did that painting of the Beatles behind him there.
Why am I, let me stop share. What's going on here? I'm going to stop sharing and then try to share again. Oh, share. Here we go. So I'm not sharing. That's the problem. Okay.
We're on the fly, man. Don't worry about it.
Can you see
me
now?
Here.
Yeah, I'm just.
You are clear.
You think for a filmmaker, I'd be more video savvy.
Oh, no. Nothing prepares you for that. Well, we're doing the Mercury retrograde thing, too. We're in that shadow part.
Yeah. So you're good. All right. Yeah. So Jesus says to the disciple Peter, on you, Peter, I will build my church, right? Well, it's not like you'd build a church on a guy. Like it's not the Wizard of Oz where the house crashes on the Wicked Witch of the whatever, you know what I mean? Like, so if you look on the right under, these are all Jesus's apostles are just these 12 signs of the Zodiac. And they're also the 12 tribes of Israel. And Peter is the word Petra, stone, mineral. In other words, on you mineral, I will build my church. Your body is the basis on which spirit and soul condense from the higher mind realms into the other alchemical realms into physicality, which is what's animating your body. So Peter's the body. It's the stones and minerals that attract these energies and allow spirit into it so that you can walk around and you're not just like a rock laying on the beach. You see what I mean? So this goes, they all have different things. In the extra bit, I'll show you the Last Supper, because I'm just laughing my ass off. The Christians are like, oh my God, they're taking the piss out of the Last Supper. And I'm like, don't you know Da Vinci was an occultist who was trolling Christianity in the Last Supper? Like, the Last Supper is Da Vinci trolling Christianity because he knows that it's talking about this, but you'd get killed by the Inquisition. And I'll show people what that painting really means, right? So that's all it's talking about. This is just basic histology and alchemy, right? Now, there's one more thing that's important. Let me show people this real quick. So, you know, like if you want to clean the body and energize it, you eat fruits, right? And it's because they're energetic. They're growing up in the trees, up where the fire and the air is, if you're into alchemy. And if you want to clean the body, you eat vegetables, which are growing down underground in the water and the earth. So even you have to reach up for electric fruit and down for rebuilding fruit, right? But this is really important. So I have a chart here somewhere. Here. Okay, I got to get this as big as I can. That's big. So I think I have to move this. I don't know if you can see that, but
oh, it's perfect. This is one of my favorite charts that you have, by the way. Just
have you seen this before?
Because you have it on your Adrian, but man, this is just so cool. This puts so many things in perspective for me visually. This one thing right here.
Right. So for people who don't know alchemy, on the top here, see fire? It's a triangle pointing up. That's phallic because it's a male energy. So it's a penis pointing up with the opening vagina at the bottom of the triangle down. Next to it is earth. That's a female one. It's a receptive principle. The fire and the air go into the earth. The sun's heat and the mother's breath go into the fetus, right? And into the amniotic fluid. And that has a line in the middle. I'm not sure. We think it's where the earth meets the water, but we don't know. Or it might just be to demark that from water. Air is a male principle as well. So that's another upward phallic. And water is a receptive one because water is female, because jump into the swimming pool, the water moves around you and changes to whatever it's in, right? Pour water into a cup, it'll change shapes depending on where you put it in. So your cardinal points on the zodiac, and again, your body is wrapped around, that's your body's renewal system. Right. So your body has natrium fluids, which are salt compounds, and natrium distributes the fluids in the body and how the fluids make the tissues of the body. Your body has calcium compounds, which make up the structure and the connective tissue. And they have phosphorus compounds, which make up the nerves and energetic system. And then they have the ferrum, which is the iron, right, which attracts oxygen and right keeps it running. So as you go around that wheel, you'll see that's what you have. You'll have natriums, calciums, phosphates, and one iron, right? So the four cardinal signs are your body's renewal system. They're the magnetic force for creating and rebuilding. And I promise you, if you go look at vegetables, they will be loaded in these salts around that wheel, right? And then they tell you like air going across Aries, Mars, Caliphas. So you can see which signs are the cardinal signs. Those are your four horsemen of the apocalypse. Then you have your fixed signs, which we talked about. That's the beast of Revelation, right? See Leo, the one beast had a lion head to the right. One had a ox, one had a man, and one had the white eagle, which is the scorpion now. That's your energetic system or your vital force, right? So that's your magnesium, natrium sulfate, and natrium myrrh. Those are your natrium compounds, fluids, right? And you can see they're hot, female. I won't get into all that. And then what mutable means is it means like, just like, okay, so you've got spring, right? Aries is the spring. It's the beginning of spring. So winter's just ended. So Aries is like March 21st. It's not hot out yet, but it's not winter, right? So it's like, boom, we're now getting into spring and all of a sudden vegetables are growing and flowers and now you plant your crops, right? And then you get into like the middle of spring and it's kind of steady. It just stay and it's climbing. And then when you get ready, when you're almost getting up to Cancer, you know, and it's time for like June 21st, then it's ready to get hot. So that's called your mutable, meaning it's time to change from spring to summer, right? And then when it's time to change from summer to fall, that last, you know, month is going to be where it's mutable. And that's your body's cleaning system, your electric force or your purifier. So you have a magnetic building force and renewing. You have a fixed energetic vital force and you have a mutable cleaning electric force. Right. And you can see that Cilicia, Calisulf, Calimur. So, you know, this all fits in with alchemy as well, but it's just really basic histology is what it is.
Is it Cilicia or silica? Please clear that up for me.
Cilicia is where it comes out. It is table salt or like rock salt, but it's not that because it's a finer powdered version of this, right?
Got you. Okay.
I can actually show you a food chart real quick. Let me show that too real quick. Hold on.
Yeah. And then I do have a question about, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
About the cardinal signs, you on your wheel here, there's an interesting thing as you're going through these and seeing the mutables and the fixed cardinal signs. They make sort of this Templar cross. If you were to fill it all in red, it makes a cardinal's Templar cross.
That's why your cardinals in church are called cardinals, because the Roman, the church is this science. They're not named after a red bird indigenous to, you know, Missouri.
Right. And then when you do see the other, that other thing that you had up, show this, but then you'll see what I'm saying on the other chart. I know, you know,
I can show with the cross. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's your cardinal cross. They're just talking about the points. And when you move that a little angled, that'll show you the fixed cross.
Right.
And when you move it again, it'll show you the mutable, the four opposing in 90 degrees. That's squaring the circle. You can draw a square around this with a cross in the middle, right? But I won't go through all this, but you can see, like, you don't have to take the, you know, your calcium sulfate here for the Scorpios. That's in cauliflower, lettuce, cabbage, radish, celery, right? So I'll just leave this if people want to kind of screenshot this chart. And you can see in the middle, there is that cross, but I'll pull up the other one. So the thing is, you are getting these out of your foods. The problem we're having now is they're spraying shit in the air. The soil's denatured because, you know what I mean? People are washing everything. Like, our soil is not what it used to be. The way they farm, too, one of the problems we're having is, you know, if you're growing corn or wheat, I don't care what you're growing, the minerals get sucked up from the ground, from the dying animals and shit underneath and all that, right? They get into the stalk. They get sucked up into the part you're going to eat, the corn cob or the wheat. And then what you're supposed to do is cut that down and harvest there. You take what you're going to eat and let the stalk rot back into the ground so it returns the minerals. They don't do that now. They, first of all, they spray pesticides. So there's no pests, there's no dead animals or bugs or anything underneath the ground, because when they die, they release the minerals that it's drawing up, right? Then they come through with a harvester and take stalks, corn, wheat, and all over to a barn. And then they take the corn heads off and they don't throw those stalks back out into the field. They chuck them. But that's the minerals. So now they don't have any minerals. So now they need nitrogen for their fertilizer. They wouldn't need that if they just let the shit drop there. So this is why people who are doing what's called renewable farming, they go pick the shit right there and let the stalks die in the winter, right where they're laying. And they don't have to put nitrogen and mineral fertilizer and stuff in their ground because it's already there. It's in the stalk, right? So that's one of the problems we're having is our foods don't have all this shit. They should. And your, you know, even your cheeses and eggs and stuff, they're feeding the cows bullshit. They're not grass fed anymore. So they're not getting the minerals in their meat and cheese and dairy either. So that's kind of really one of the bigger problems we're having is our foods are no longer mineral rich because of the way they farm, which is why it's so important really to grow your own or, you know, buy local and organic. Like it really, really is. You were talking about that cross. I think I had, were you talking about the one with the black cross drawn across it?
It was just, I had it in my mind. I didn't see one with the cross actually filled in. But
I do have one. Yeah, I have one. Hold on.
It was as you were explaining it, I was just looking at it. And when you went through when you said the four heads, I was like, oh my God, there's Taurus, there's Square. You know, I saw it as you were explaining it. It was just, it's just really interesting.
Yeah, I have it here. It was in these ones here. It's in here somewhere.
And then, but there you had the Cancer as the top of the keystone in that arch, that alchemical.
Yeah. Is that the one you're looking at, or this one here? Yeah.
Well, that, but if you, it's more ornate. The one I saw was more ornate. Yeah. So if you want to enlarge that one, and then I can walk people through it. If you look at where that cross intersects, if you take the two on either side of it, right, which would be the cardinal, then you fill those two in and then fill the bottom two and then fill the side and then the side, you make this flared cross, right?
Yeah.
It's just interesting, you know, how then it's visually represented on all the cardinal's garments. It's really interesting because
it's the cross. Yeah. And this is also the cross in your body too. Like the T-shaped cross, you know, the one that's not, this is a cross.
Yeah.
Then you've got the one they crucified Jesus on, right? You've got that. That's in your spine. So that's another layer we're not going to probably get into here. But when you raise your cerebral spinal fluid up through your body to open up the right net, cast your net to the right side, meditation, right? Then it crosses here where your pineal gland and all your other glands are. That's another metaphor for the cross, is raising what's called the Christos oil. Down from the bottom, from the sacrum bone, when you pump, and the sacral nerves. Funny enough, the sacral nerves, they look like a horse tail, and Sagittarius is a horse. So the nerves at the bottom where this oil descends go into some nerves that look like a horse tail. So that's another part of the glyph for Sagittarius. But yeah, so there's that cross. Then there's also this cross here. So do you sun gaze at all?
Yeah. We do.
Yeah, right. So like for people who sun gaze, where is that? I've been doing it for quite a while. Where is that? Char, I got a picture here somewhere.
Just for folks who are familiar, just starting out on that, nice and low in the horizon, probably first 30 minutes of rise, last 30 minutes after it goes down. You know, just be real careful starting out on that practice. Work into it.
Yeah, if you're starting, you want to kind of be looking... you want to look like an inch above the sun, an inch to, you don't want to look directly into it if you're just brand new at it.
Right.
I think I moved that freaking glyph though. Hold on a second. I think I'll put in another one here. Let me see.
Oh, good. You got the coolest, just like the images you're sliding through. I'm just like, yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
Oh yeah. The problem. I'm just so bad at like file systems. Oh, here we go. It's coming there. Here it is. That's the one I'm looking at. No, this one.
Is that Jordan Maxwell?
Okay. No, this is this picture here.
Oh, okay. Yes.
All right. So for sun gazers, once you get to the point where you can look at the sun directly, if you look directly into the sun, once you're able to, and just blink 20 or 30 times, you will see an electromagnetic cross come all the way to the ground from the sun on this axis, and a little higher than the sun. And you will see a shorter one go side to side like this.
I have not done this yet. So you just look into it. What's the protocol? How much, like, walk me through it, please. Like
when you're sun gazing, instead of looking at it, just go blink, 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 blink. Just blink your eyes 20 or 30 times. And as you keep opening and shutting your eyes, this cross will appear all the way to the ground. You'll see the grounding, the electric line come all the way to the ground, a little above the sun, just like this picture here. You'll see this.
Maybe this, that's what the band REM was trying to tell us.
They were, I think, well into this, actually. Yeah, I think they were like
that movement. Go look at the sun with this. That's fascinating. I've never heard of that.
So there are lots of meanings. That's the thing with this, is they're not just talking about the seasons. They're not just talking about the body. There's also a spiritual soul level to all this as well. So this is like a lifetime of study, you know. It's really hard in these podcasts. Oh, we got an hour to take what I've been studying for 20 years and we'll be studying for 20 more. Should the good Lord keep me around.
You got plenty of time. You keep pumping them tissue salts in you, dude. We're going to outlive all of us. You give me the same kind of feeling when I was introduced to astrotheology, Jordan Maxwell, any of these super empowering, but super grounding concepts that take this mysticism and then sort of take this element of, govern me harder, daddy, but puts it all in your hands and says, look, you've got the power with this. You don't have to look on high, and it's not these, you know, dudes sitting there with thunderbolts going to smite you for shit. Just, you know, empower yourself with this wisdom. The other people empowered themselves with it to take it away from you. But this is what you offer us, man. And I love this, dude. This is one of the most empowering conversations I've ever had. And just thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. What I like, and I'll give people reference. To me, like, it's like, how do I use this shit? You know what I mean? That's why I like, and you are not physical. The problem is biochemistry is the physical science, but this science is the marriage of biochemistry, physical and spirit. This science does not deny spirit and energy and electricity and another higher thing. So yes, biochemistry is, the cell salts are the physical side of it. They are entwined, as I said earlier, with the electric and energetic field. So, but this is a great book if you want to get really heavy, The Zodiac and the Salts of Salvation. There's two versions. There's a short one with just George Washington Carey's, and then there's this one with also Perry's longer section. So you want that. If you don't like woo-woo shit, I can just hang out, I'll share one last time. should have just kept sharing, but hang on a second.
This is perfect. I'm going to link that book down below, guys.
Oh, well, let's do that. Yeah, because I'll just go into my bookmarks. So if you're just like, well, I don't need all this shit here, like, you know, what's going on? Another good one is this book here. You can even get it for free on Internet Archive. I'll show you this. It's called God Man, the Word Made Flesh, which gets into all this as well. I don't know where the cover is. There it is. And that's also by George Carey. Or if you're just like, I don't care, I've got these diseases, what do I do? If you don't care about all the woo-woo stuff, then you want this one here, which is called The Biochemic System of Medicine. So you can just go on here. You can find this on Internet Archive. You just go over and type what's wrong with you, and it'll just show you flips on each page. So a lot of elements, there's usually not just one, but there's one, two, or three other ones that go with it to help it, because your body is electric circuits. And as I showed you in those crosses we talked about, 90 degrees, one part of your body's hooked to another. What do you call those? What do they call those people who do your foot? You know, these Chinese where they press on your feet and then it fixes something. No, not acupuncture, but the foot one.
Podiatrist? Podiopuncturist? Yeah.
I don't know what you call them. Yeah, but you know, they press on a certain point on your foot and it fixes your liver. And you're like, what? Because it's all connected on these circuits. So what you will actually find a lot of times is that there's something wrong with this part of your body. And when you square that thing 90 degrees, sure enough, that's another one of the salts you might need, or another, or the one straight across. You'll find that these crosses are showing you the electric circuits in your body working together. So this is called The Biochemic System of Medicine. And also at the end of this, it's great because it has doctors from back in the day giving testimonials. Oh, this kid had scarlet fever, or this had this, and we did this for how many doses, and they're cool. You know, the kid's all good now. So this is for people who don't want all the zodiac shit. They just want to know, like, I'm sick, what do I do? You know, this is the book for that. But again, you're not sick, you're healing. And if like those guys said, like Littlefield, and if you don't have the building blocks to heal yourself, you can only temporarily fix yourself, you know? So this is the way. You don't get sick. I drink, smoke, you know, eat what I don't give a shit what I eat anymore. I don't get sick because my body can handle it. You know, I wouldn't take a direct cobra bite.
Well, that's the salt for that, you know?
I think there's a salt for that's the one they burn and bury you in.
Now you're the minerals in the ground, right?
Yeah,
you're the stock for next year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just leave him there, mate. Now we need the minerals.
Yeah, totally. You know, so like, you know, to a point, like there's only so much poisoning you can take at a time. This is why you're getting old. You know, the Virgo oil is your oils in your skin. So you look at the Rolling Stone, you look at old people and they're wrinkly and stuff. They're out of Kalisulf, sulfate of potassium. That's why they're all wrinkly, because like I said, Virgo is the oil which works with Joseph, right? The Gemini, the fibers and elastic tissues. And when the oil no longer supplies that, this is the myth of Arachne, right? Athena and Arachne, or Minerva and Arachne. Arachne weaves the beautiful spider webs and Minerva gets jealous, right? So she turns her into a spider. Well, the spider webs are the fibers in your body, and Minerva is Virgo. Athena, right? It's a Medusa. It's the same shit. Medusa turning you into stone. This is all the same story in different allegories. Well, yeah, once you run out of oils, then your skin fibers dry up and you get wrinkly and crackly and eventually you die. You dry up.
That's the Medusa story. That's fascinating.
All of it. Yeah. There are other stories too. So then you can go into the constellations where they've also drawn these in the sub constellations, right? With you've got the constellation Medusa and Coma. So they've even drawn these not in just the 12 major constellations of the zodiac, but in all the small sub constellations. All the mythology stories of this have been drawn out in that too. Perseus, Medusa, they're all up there. They're all in the sky. This is another great book. If people want to get into that, this book is great. Bollinger, The Witness of the Stars. this book is fantastic. So it tells you about all the constellations up there. It gives you big star maps, shows you why the stars are named after the, you know, in the constellations, what they all mean, what the brightness is, what their mythological allegory. I think it's upside down. No, no, it's not. So this is a great one too. You know, Shaitan, the great star in the dragon constellation Draco, which wraps around the earth and one third the zodiac and spins around, and Satan fell from the sky, that great dragon. Yeah, that's Shaitan and the dragon going around Polaris. You know, it's all in there.
It's just how it's so fascinating, because people are out there thinking like Satan is out to get them and playing tricks on them and things, but really maybe it's life trying to motivate you just to add a little extra sea salt or tissue salts to your life so that you can heal yourself and be more of a conduit for God. Like, how biochemically is that?
Biochemically, Satan is acid. So when you're too acidic, that's when all your body tissues and all that start breaking down. So that it, biochemically, Satan, Saturn, that's acid. In the stars, it's Shaitan. It's in the great dragon that keeps rotating around. You know, that's how they used to tell the time at night, is this thing just keeps rotating around and around and around. In regular spiritual allegory, Satan is your lower animal natures and desires that make you start being into material. You're more into earth and not water and not fire and air. So you do selfish things. These people are Satanists. That's why they, when you take the pentagram, right? That's like I said, when you, those alchemical symbols, I showed you the pyramids up for male and the pyramids down for female. When you put them together, you get the Star of David or the Star of Solomon. It's the star for ether. It's the four elements combined to the fifth ether where it all comes from. So that's where you get your goat, right? When you have that star, you have the point up, this down. When you turn that around, it's upside down, meaning the Satanists worship physical. They're not interested in becoming spiritual. They don't want to help people. They want to help themselves. They want to have orgies. And, you know, they're just totally just like, it's not the devil's controlling you. It's that you have the option to have the devil in you, or that you have both in you. Where do you want to be? That's these are all allegories, you know, and it's really hard. We'll get into that in a second, maybe in the members only half. You know, this is the problem you run into, is the religions don't want anyone to study this, because they have your savior. They're your savior, right? So if you know what they're talking about, you'll never need them. You'll be like, why the fuck would I go to church or like pay money? And you're like, fuck the Pope.
Like, we don't need you. Know? You're the living in sin. How about that? That's
yes. You're the, yeah. You know, and you know this, you meet people where they just come in and they just, you can just tell they're not nice people, you know, if you can feel it from, you know.
Yeah, they're just heavy. Something's weighing on them. They're deficient in, you know, life and joy and just childlike wonder. And it's just really interesting when you just start to look at this kind of thing and really just reevaluate the personalities around you, and that maybe, yeah, some simple salts will change some stuff for the better. I mean, again, it's fascinating. It's been something my wife and I have been massive proponents of. We are in this process together. I feel like I'm cured for poison ivy, so we're just going to go ahead and say that. And it's just been fascinating. So I want to remind the audience that we are going to run into the afterthought here, and the link below in the description down there is how you can access that. It's a great way to support your favorite show, get access to all the bonus content, and join us for this thing and the hangouts that we're doing live as well. Now, Steve's Facebook, as well as Spacebusters YouTube and BitChute, are going to be located down in the show notes, as well as quite a few new bits for your library there, guys. So check those extra links out. Now, we also just want to make sure that Steve can offer us a kind word of hope and empowerment like you haven't this entire time. But for you personally, Steve, what gets you up out of bed every single morning and keeps you moving through this shit show some days?
For me, what's empowering is that the reason I even study any of this at all is because it starts to empower you into the idea of you are powerful, you can have sovereignty, you don't have to be a selfish dickhead if you want, you can start to be good. You, everything around you is connected to you energetically, and what you put out will start coming back at you. This reality is as weird as it is to understand. is created in your mind by you, and you can start manifesting and attracting if you learn this and stop looking for an external savior. I'm not saying you walk around calling yourself God, because God has no name. You can't name it. It's not a thing. And that's a 3-hour show there. But I'm saying you are built from God, whatever that is. And so why do you need why do you need government, religion, a savior? You know, you don't, you need you. That's it. And you need to be good. What you give, it's the old cliche, what you give, you get. In the end, what the Beatles say at the end of that song, and in the end, the love you give is equal to the love you take. You know, it's like you make love to the creation and it makes love back and it gives you back. You know, that's what it's all about. This place is heaven and hell. It's heaven and hell are here. They're right here. And you're either in it. You're in either one in your mind state. You know, this place. Yeah. You can say, oh, this world's terrible. I'm like, I'm in heaven. It's not for me. Shit happens, but like, I don't, you know. So and that's why I kind of do it. And this information is not for everybody. There's a reason that the mystery schools hid this from people, because this knowledge can be used for very evil and nefarious purposes, which is being done. This is what people are like, well, how come they're all occultists running our governments in the world? You're like, because they know this and they know how they can fucking control you, because they know you don't know this. That's why they all are occultists, because they get how this place runs and you and I don't. And that's why they'll never tell you.
Just want to take a moment here and thank Steve Falconer again for coming by and just absolutely blowing minds. This is something I've been talking about on the show for a while, so I'm grateful to get the guy in here to discuss this further with us, as well as give you guys so many amazing resources. Avenues to go down there, which can be found down in the show description in the form of links. So you'll definitely go check that out. And there's much more to this conversation, guys. It's a thing we call the afterthought, and it is something that is a wonderful way to support your favorite show. Located down in the links below on Patreon is where that's hosted, as well the afterthoughts, the hangouts, the other bonus content, all that kind of stuff can be found over there. So it's a wonderful way, again, to support your favorite show just out here making it happen. And you get all that bonus stuff too. So wanted to take a moment here and not only point your attention to the links, but to thank you all for just being amazing avenues of confidence for those around you, in poise and grace, and that it's okay to feel shit, that it's okay to, you know, live this life to its fullest. I mean, really, it's fascinating to me, the mental health conversations that are being had. You know, if you guys are joining us for the astrology and you chats, which again can be found on Patreon, Emily Trinkets is walking us through what the next few months look like. And it's fascinating astrologically, this Pluto dipping back into Capricorn stuff and all that. So again, guys, just want to empower you further to just keep your wits about you, to tend the garden that you've got. When things start to look like shit out there in the world, think, oh yeah, I do have closets to clean out, or oh yeah, I could do my age in push-ups every day for a month and see what that feels like, or oh, I could pick up one of those journals and, you know, journal my life and figure out what really is going on with me internally. This is a better time than any to really figure out who you are in your relationship with self. So I just want to take the moment to say that, as well as to remind you to be nice to everybody that you come across, pick up a piece of litter, get out of the left-hand lane, and of course, just be good to one another. Sending out all the love in the world. Thank you all so much for liking, subscribing, and just being yourselves. We'll see you next time.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.